systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, April 28th, 2010. Something funny?
No.
I haven't even started making jokes yet.
You look just so funny. That's why I'm laughing.
Thank you.
So
that's hard. Why I do this show in live video as well.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
My name's Matt.
My name's Danny.
Episode 342. Jesus Christ, dude. Though you wouldn't know that we've been doing this for over 2 years by the professionalism of my co-host here. Fucking Christ, dude. You can't do that,
by the way. This is a comedy podcast. I have things mulling
around. I didn't even say nothing.
I have things mulling around in my brain for me to laugh at, okay?
All right. Well,
my mind is
406-204-468-7. That's the phone number. You should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or on the Ustream app for your Android mobile device. Thank you.
I was thinking about a topic brought up in the chat.
Yeah, well.
And they were talking about
we're not going to mention that at all. So, how are you? How is your asshole, more importantly?
Oh, it is wonderful. It is hairless. Because I shave it.
I learned something the other day. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but so I have this buzz clipper thing, and when I don't want to, if I shave with like a regular razor, like I break out really bad, so I just use this buzzer thing, and it gives you like that Miami Vice shadowed look.
Yeah.
So I also happen to use that to shave my dick and ball area because it's a good clipper. Doesn't get it, you know, to the skin, but short enough to where I'm not sweating my balls off.
Right.
And the other day, I kind of shaved my balls and or butthole first, and then I shaved my face. And, like, the whole time.
Why would you even do that, dude?
Yeah, Charlie Clown Nose, never go ass to mouth. And I should have known better. And it was right. I always shave right before I shower, so I wasn't clean by any meaning of the word. I was not clean. And, the whole time I'm just like,
good thing you're gonna wash your face in like 2 seconds because you're gonna get in the shower, but yeah.
Nollies and Dead says, so Matt's dick has a 5 o'clock shadow. Yes, it has a 5 o'clock shadow. Is what you meant to say, but yes. So how do you get your asshole so shiny and hairless?
With a razor.
Really?
Yeah.
That scares me.
It doesn't bug me.
I don't know. I just think that I'll, like, twitch or something, cut my whole butthole open, and out'll, like, all my guts and intestines will fall out of my asshole. And I don't want that.
You gotta pucker that shit when you're shaving it.
See, I'll stick the buzzers up in there, and I'll tell you something, you know? Guys, look at your sacks right now. Okay, I'm looking at my sack right now. If you hold your sack... Well, here, I'll show you.
I am looking at it.
So if you
there's cock and balls over there.
If you hold your sack like this, so that you have one ball here and one ball here, but it's stretched, you have a line down the middle.
Uh-huh.
That's the mold line. When God was pouring the mold of our sacks, that's where the two halves of the sack come together. Now, if you're using a buzz clipper like that, it will eat the fuck out of that line, and it fucking hurts so bad. You wonder why I didn't.
It's that little piece of skin that sticks up. It's just.
I didn't
line,
purposefully
right?
give my sack a mohawk. I just can't get to that hair on that line because it fucking pinches that little sewing mold line, and it fucking hurts so bad, dude. So I just wanted you to know that if you are shaving your sack with the buzz clipper things, what are they called? Buzzers. Shaver. It's a fucking shaver. Go get it and show them what it is.
No,
it's a little buzz clipper thing. But it's a real small one made to get in your asshole. And so I just get that thing in there and I just like...
It's It's so cute. You shave your asshole.
Well, yeah, I don't like poop hanging out there. But yeah, I like the more you shave,
bushy butt.
You just don't get as sweaty down there, I find.
Yeah.
And then if you're not as sweaty, you're not as smelly, and that's what enables me, one of the secrets, that I can go like a week and a half to 2 weeks without showering and still smell perfect.
Hmm.
Or close to.
I don't know. I shave my junk, and I've been shaving it since I was like 13, so.
Yeah, fuck Gillette. And another thing, fuck paying $20 for like 3 of those refill blades. Fuck that. I don't care if you have 10 blades per thing. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not paying that much money for it. It's retarded.
My razor?
Those things are so expensive, dude.
I know, but they last me like a year.
For like our Mach 3 or whatever, those things are crazy expensive. That's another reason I don't like using it, because they're so fucking expensive.
I like it. It's awesome for me.
And then I'll cut myself with it. I'm like, cool, I just paid $35 to cut my fucking throat. Wonderful. Now I have fucking blood all over the place.
You want me to shave with your shaver thing?
No.
Okay.
Don't you ever touch that. Dude, if that thing smells like your twat when I go to shave my face, it should right now
it
still smell
like...
It
wouldn't get in the places I put that razor, dude.
It should still smell like my butthole right now. But I'm going to clean that.
It would not get in the places I put my razor.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sure. Just because it vibrates doesn't mean it's a dildo, okay?
It vibrates?
I need you to know that.
Ooh.
Right.
Hey.
So the other day on Monday, we totally forgot to mention, but we watched a couple movies. We watched one last night, but the one I really wanted to mention was the fucking Drawn Together movie.
Yeah.
I was very happily surprised that they made a movie out of that.
Finally.
I used to love that show when it was on Comedy Central. It used to come on after South Park.
Yeah, I used to love Drawn Together. It was fucking badass. Ling,
I thought it was the most brilliant idea to animate a reality TV show, because now you're not wasting money on alcohol to get them drunk, to get them to do dumb shit. You draw them. You can draw them doing anything, and that's what's
right.
So cool about it. They can do anything.
Like
it's
a princess
such a great
with
idea.
An octopusois.
Exactly, the octopusois.
Right, right. Right.
But yeah, the Drawn Together movie was pretty awesome, and I really enjoy how they just totally made fun of every cartoon, TV show, anything on television out there.
Yes,
they made
it
fun
wonderful.
Of fucking South Park. Fucking there, I don't even remember what else. There's just that was the main one that stuck in my mind, but. They made fun of so much shit. It was so funny. And then they're
like my taint girl.
We
right.
need a point. Well, what if not having a point is our point? No, then you'll get canceled. Oh, it's so funny. So highly recommend it. Two balls in the air with hair on them. What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
I need me some foxy love.
Oh, God. I don't know about you, but I know we did have sex after we watched that movie. That show gets me so fucking hot for some reason. All like the...
Oh, we saw the princess's vagina this time.
It's the
Not
princess.
The real princess, but the real princess's vagina. She like did a skip. She's like, oh, I'm the real princess.
Yeah, and her twat's
just out there.
But yeah,
we got to see, dude, I got to see Waldorf's fucking cock and balls.
Yeah, we did see his
He's
big
like,
black
He's like, I've never seen my dick
balls.
Without a black thing.
Yeah, because they're all uncensored
it's
and shit.
A lot darker than I thought it would be.
Yes, he has a black penis.
It was awesome.
But there, I don't know, there's just something about Foxy and the princess lezzing out that I am all about that.
They don't usually les out. It's usually Foxy and
raping
toot.
Somebody.
It's toot.
Yeah, I'm not into that. But.
Yeah. She's like, aah!
And then the movie we watched last night was pretty cool.
What did she say? She's like, he's the best guy ever. He's willing to cheat on his wife to sleep with me because he thinks I'm a man.
Yeah, because he's gay. He's a closet homosexual who's willing to cheat on his wife to have sex
with
me
because
he thinks
I'm
a
man. That's so awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. But yeah, so then we watched this movie called Necromentia.
Yeah.
So awesome. It's a fucking,
cool.
It's a horror movie in the vein of the Hellraiser series, and it was kind of like an homage to the Hellraiser movies.
Uh-huh.
And the fucking beasts that they used were so cool. Like, with
they
the
were very
chains
Hellraiser-ish.
And skin pulled back and just all like
pins.
Oh, man. It was pretty cool. So
I like the pig thing.
Yeah, the
He's
pig
like,
thing.
Did you ever think about suicide?
It's time for the suicide show.
Let's have suicide. You don't know how much fun we'll have.
There's a knife right over there. Let's play suicide.
Don't you like your big brother? He cuts himself. Let's give it a try.
Oh, my God. It was pretty awesome, so you should probably.
It was so great. He's, like, running around with, like, barbed wire around him, just, like, jiggling his gut, like,
suicide is fun, boys and girls. And what was the song they sang?
I don't remember.
Oh, man, I should have ripped that.
It was like, dude.
It was so
awesome.
There's
a little ball showing the words and shit. He's like, yay, I'm retarded.
Wow, Charlie Clinton says, I've never heard Danny so animated. I know, dude. That's awesome.
I was intimidating a fat pig man. Okay.
You were intimidating a fat pig man? Huh. And how does one intimidate a fat pig man? What's
like
the
this.
Word?
I'm a cook.
What's the word you were thinking of that you really wanted to say? It wasn't intimidate,
no,
was it? What was it?
Imitate.
Don't help her. Don't help her, chat.
Imitate.
That's it. I'll give you a ding for being a fucking retard. I'm Proverbs with this shit. I'm going to go intimidate you. Watch. Are you intimidated yet?
The pig man was cool as fuck.
Yeah, it
though.
Was pretty
I
cool.
I love that. He's like, suicide! Yay! That was the best.
Nollies and Dead says, well, when Danny is all spazzy, she reminds me of that chick from Tank Girl.
I love Tank Girl, don't, dude. She was my hero.
I wish you wouldn't have just said that.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, while we're talking about
how much did they pay you? $3.50. I love that movie, dude. Booga.
Well, you let me know when you're finished and we'll move forward.
Dude, I went as Tank Girl for Halloween, like, twice.
Really?
Yeah. I love Tank
I would
Girl.
Love a picture of that.
I was awesome.
Hey, any of you people that knew her when she was younger, you know who I'm talking about, the ones that are sending her weird pictures of when she was younger, do you have one
yeah,
of
thanks,
her
guys.
In Tank Girl? Because
no.
I would, you should send me that.
No, they don't. It is pretty hot, though, gotta say.
All right, well.
I'll have to get that costume again. We'll just do that all over again.
Okay.
It's cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I like Tank Girl.
I'm looking forward to you looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to you looking forward to me looking forward
I'm looking
to
behind
looking
behind
like Tank Girl.
I'm looking behind now.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you dress up like Booga?
No.
Oh, damn.
I don't even know who that is.
It's
I've
the kangaroo,
never,
dude.
I've never
it's
seen
the retarded
that movie.
Kangaroo dog guy. What?
I've never seen that movie. Ice-T.
What?
That was Ice-T, by the way, but I've never seen that movie, and I'm going to keep it that way.
No, dude.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Would love it. It's really awesome. It's like animated in parts.
Yeah, I know.
It's so bad.
I know all about it.
I love it.
Which is why I've never seen it.
I paused it and drew it. I was like, I love it.
Right, okay.
You have to see that now.
No.
No, you have to see that now. You have to see that now.
I will never see that
you
movie.
You will have to see that, or I will never give you a blowjob again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If I see it, blowjobs when I want them.
Nah.
Well, then what's the fucking point?
To make sure that you get blowjobs.
I get blowjobs very rarely, but
well,
I do.
Well, you want to keep it?
I want to keep it more fucking often, like a real girlfriend, yeah. That would be wonderful. Like Tank Girl. You know Tank Girl sucks cock.
Nah, Tank Girl don't take shit.
Intimidate Tank Girl.
Tank Girl don't take shit.
I want you to intimidate.
From no man.
I want you to intimidate Tank Girl by sucking me off.
Nah,
that's how you intimidate Tank Girl.
No, you intimidate Tank Girl by like you know riding on a tank.
Zofu says, "What can we do with $20 million? Make Tank Girl." Yeah.
<Yes. laughs> They should. Yeah, yeah.
Charlie Cloud says she's got you by the hairless balls. Yeah, she kind of does.
Dude, well, you gotta watch that movie.
So
I'm serious, it's a great movie.
Thank you.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yes.
I fucking hate you sometimes.
Tank Girl.
Shut up.
It's amazing.
26 sent me a message today.
Was it about Tank Girl?
No.
Are you
no.
going to watch it?
No.
You're going to watch it.
They want you to suck me off live on the show right now.
Eat shit and make him watch Tank Girl because it's amazing.
So 26 sent me a message, and I guess he is part of a noise folk pop artist group called Corrective Fluid. The website is correctivefluid.com. I downloaded it. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. I'm gonna imagine that it, just go to correctivefluid.com right now and look at the website. If the music is any indication of what the website looks like, you're all in for a fucking treat. So
okay,
I'll listen to some of it, and maybe we'll play a track at the end of the show for the podcast version. But yeah, correctivefluid.com. He's been a listener since the fucking beginning of this shit. He was one of our early listeners. He's the one who made our forums, which is going away now because Ning wants more money, apparently. They're getting rid of all their free services. So if you guys want to throw down on the $5 a month it's going to cost to keep it going, we'll keep it going. If not, I don't care. There's a comment thing on the site that works just fine, so.
Okay.
I don't need a message board like every other podcast that doesn't ever get used and is full of spam.
Right.
Ours just never gets used. It's not full of spam, though, which is cool.
That's lame.
But, yeah. So, all right. So, well, you know how the other day we were talking about that.
Watching Tank Girl?
No,
we should
I am
going to
fucking slap shit out of you after this show.
You're gonna watch it.
I'm gonna hit you so hard after this show.
You're gonna watch it.
I'm just letting you know.
You're gonna watch Tank Girl.
So when I knock you the fuck out later,
what's wrong with you?
Don't ask me why. Because I just told you why.
You knock me the dude, I'm going to run your pity ass car over with my truck.
Shit.
Don't think I couldn't. Look at it.
If you can get it started.
Oh, it starts.
All right.
It
so
starts.
Do you remember on Earth Day we got
I kind of feel like Tank Girl riding around that thing.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, let's just talk about Tank Girl.
Fine.
Rusty episode. Go, Tank Girl.
It's just fun to aggravate you is all.
Talk about Tank Girl. Come on.
Are you going to be a total
dick? Let's look it up, and we'll talk all about
Tank
Girl.
Are you serious? Matt.
What? I'm looking up Tank Girl.
I was joking with you, you fucking prick.
Well, it came out in 1995. It was directed by Rachel Talalay. The writers are Alan Martin, Jamie Hewlett. The company went out of business, apparently. It was Ice-T. That was right. Are you done talking about Tank Girl now? I was talking about Tank Girl. That's what you wanted. Oh, look. Now you're going, yeah. So, we're talking about On Earth Day. Do you remember that?
Don't care.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Are we doing a podcast or no?
Yeah, we're doing a podcast.
Can you pretend
Stop
to care?
A dick.
You just talked about Tank Girl for the last 15 minutes.
It was funny.
Okay. Well, can we move on now?
Sure.
Do you remember Earth Day?
No.
You're not playing well, very well, nicely right now.
No, because you were mean, so.
How was I mean?
Because you were mean. Think
How?
About it. You were mean.
How?
Just fucking.
By asking you 10 times to please move on from Tank Girl.
Do your fucking story.
Doug says that's a good question. How was I mean?
Because you were mean.
How? You wanted to talk about Tank Girl.
Your fucking story.
So I went
before I just stopped talking. And you have to co-host with the fucking kitty.
Wouldn't be the worst thing. So, we got our Mother Earth a beautiful present for Earth Day. Do you remember that? We talked about it like a few episodes ago. It was a large mammoth oil slick. Well, it was. It was an explosion in a oil thing, and now that's causing this oil slick to come out. NASA took some pictures of this thing from space, and it's, I'll put a link to this right now in the chat for you live listeners. You gotta see the picture of this thing. It is getting large, and says creeping just 20 miles from America's Gulf Coast, this is the mammoth oil slick threatening to become an environmental disaster in a satellite image taken from space. The spectacle caught on NASA's Aqua satellite using its moderate resolution imaging spectroradiometer instrument, is remarkable as oil slicks are usually notoriously difficult to spot using this equipment. But these images show the spill's mirror-like reflection as the sun glints off the water is clearly visible. And that's, like, it's on the map. I mean, it's, like, this big. It's pretty fucking crazy. Like, that's oil that we're just wasting. Like, nobody's gonna get to use that. No one's gonna profit off of it. It's just back into the water. So, they have new estimates now. and they are spewing out about 42,000 gallons of oil every day that this doesn't get fixed. 42,000 gallons per day. That's so much.
Yeah.
Going into the Gulf of Mexico.
No wonder the fish are huge.
Because they eat oil?
Maybe.
They don't eat... What? What kind of fish eat oil?
They're just mutating.
So it's now around 48 miles long and 80 miles wide. It was believed to be around 600 miles in circumference. Hundreds of hotel owners, fishermen, restaurateurs are fearing for their livelihoods as the slick edges ever close to the American Gulf Coast. Forecasters say the spill could wash ashore within days near delicate wetlands, oyster beds, and pristine white beaches. Crews have been powerless to stop thousands of barrels of oil from spewing out of the seabed since the blast, and there was 11 workers missing. They're now presumed dead, and the cause of the explosion has still not been determined.
Molly's Undead said, this is how you make Ninja Turtles.
It is! Instead of oil, if it was mutated radioactive ooze, oh man, we would have ninja every sea creature in under the sea. Ninja Sebastian under the sea. Ninja, what was the other dude's name? It was Sebastian and someone knows. Someone in the chat knows. Sebastian and Ninja Starfish. No, Zofu, it was not Ninja Starfish.
You mean Flounder?
Yeah, what was his name?
Flounder.
Yeah, what was his name?
Flounder.
I get that, what was his name? I know, Doug, Flounder. Nemo,
name.
Thank you. Charlie Clown says Nemo. His name was Nemo.
Nemo, the Flounder?
The Flounder? No, his name was Flounder, I know, thank you.
Yeah, who is Nemo?
Nemo was the fish from... Wait, Little Nemo? No, wait,
you
that
were,
was the dreaming
thing.
That
was thing. Finding Nemo.
Right.
But,
that's
two different movies altogether.
Right. Who said
like,
Nemo?
What would Sebastian and
Sebastian
Nemo
was
do?
Little Mermaid the crab.
Right.
And the flounder fish was his little buddy.
Right.
His little fish buddy.
He was
finding
cool.
Flounder.
So why did you talk about Nemo when
someone
you brought
in the
up
chat
Sebastian?
Said Nemo. Didn't
you
they?
Made no correlation there at all.
They're both
all.
Fish.
No, one's a crab.
Flounder and Nemo were fish.
One's a clownfish and one is... One's, it's not even a flounder. That's the sad part. Anyway.
A clownfish. Tell us a joke.
No, but the flounder in Little Mermaid isn't even a flounder.
I know. He was like a sunfish.
No, he was like a sheep's head.
Sebastian's a crab. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the crews have been out there working. They are powerless to stop thousands of barrels of oil from spewing out of the seabed since the blast. And this one guy says, quote, it will wipe out the oyster industry. This is the worst possible thing that could happen to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Shrimping wouldn't recover for years. It would kill family tourism. That's our livelihood. It just kind of goes on, but. I was just blown away mainly by the fact that you can see this thing from space. Like, that's how out of hand it's getting. And by the number, 42,000 gallons of oil per day. Like, that is so fucking... That's so much. Just being so wasted. And they spent so much money building that thing. And it's just poof, up in smoke.
Yeah.
So... Well, moving on, MDS sent us this little thing here. This is pretty cool. This is a map, and since we have live listeners, I will just give you the link to this in the chat. This is a map of U.S. states where first cousin marriage is legal.
Yay!
Yay, just in case, you know, you needed to know. It says in most states it is illegal to marry someone of the same sex. In other states, it is legal to be married to your first cousin. While looking at gay marriage inequalities, Mac McLellan was inspired to make a map showing where kissing cousins can make an honest man slash woman out of each other. So,
wow.
Wedding ready, we have California, New Mexico, Colorado, Texas, and most of the East Coast. Except for Maine, which is okay with caveats, which means it's okay with a condition or something.
I have no idea.
And then the rest of the states are probably no, which is Montana, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa. And what's MD? Which one's that?
Maryland?
No, that's the little MD. Oh, M-O, Missouri. Got it. Oh. It's like, why is MD in the middle where Missouri should go? But pretty interesting. It's kind of crazy that, like, that what it says that, you know, it's we're so against letting the gays get married because that's our sanctity of marriage. That's from God, and God doesn't like fags. And but you can go and marry your cousin as long as she's a chick in, you know, most of these states. Pretty interesting.
I like eating at Kissing Cousins.
What is Kissing Cousins?
It's like Cracker Barrel, kind of.
Really?
But way better.
I kind of like Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, well, Kissing Cousins has the best biscuits and gravy I have ever had in my life.
Better than Buns?
Better.
Better than Bojangles?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Better than the ones you made? Because those were pretty fucking good.
Close.
Those were pretty damn good.
No, Kissing Cousins makes some fucking awesome food. That's a strictly Southern chain.
I would imagine so. Is the menu or their logo like to a little boy and a little girl, like,
yeah,
kissing but nicely?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Uh-huh. It is. Oh, wow.
What the fuck is wrong with people like that? Like, why? Here's a good name. We're going to call it Anally Raping My Brother. And it'll be a restaurant where everyone's an asshole to you.
I don't know, dude.
So, I got a story for you. You know, now that we have all those flat screen TVs and shit, people are starting to, like, hang them on their walls and stuff like that.
Did one, like, crash and break and kill a baby?
Kind of. A toddler was killed when a flat screen television came off the wall and crushed him at his home in Basildon, Essex, over in the UK. The two-year-old, who is not named, was at home with his father when the television fell on top of him, knocking him unconscious.
The dad loosened the screws.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
And
here,
like,
play here.
There was like a little...
Right there!
A little pile of bird feed, and he went over there and like started eating it, and then he pulled the rope, but nothing happened. He's like, damn it, and he went over there and pulled on it, and it wouldn't come down, and then the kid walked away, and then it just fell on him.
Well, no, because it fell on the kid.
Right.
Right.
But if this was a Looney Tunes, that's how
right.
it would have
went. Yeah. But... It's not.
They even made fun of that in the Drawn Together movie.
I know.
They totally killed the fucking Roadrunner, and Wile E. Coyote's like, my life has no meaning now.
He, like, shoots himself in the bang, comes out the other ear.
Oh, my God.
So great.
We should just play that movie and watch it during the show. That's how awesome that was. An off-duty nurse is believed to have tried to resuscitate the little boy before paramedics arrived on the scene. Toddler was rushed to Basildon Hospital, but he died of a cardiac arrest. So the boy was unconscious when we got there, and he was given adrenaline and other treatment. A rapid response unit was sent and also an ambulance, but sadly he went into cardiac arrest and was pronounced dead at the hospital. Quote,
yay, I mean, aww.
This was a really difficult job for those involved. They did what they could do to help the boy both at the scene and en route to the hospital, but sadly he died. Our thoughts are with his family. Do you think his dad's more pissed about that or the television being
the
broken?
TV.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you little motherfucker.
Or he just took one for the team and was like, you know what?
Insurance?
I need a new TV anyway.
I don't get a
and
new
I'm
every
tired
two.
Of this, I'm tired of this child. I need a new TV. Let's work
two
something
birds,
out.
Two birds, one stone.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes. He probably paid for the extra insurance on the TV, so... Yeah,
probably
get a new TV.
That's crazy, though, because, like, a two-year-old's, like, what, maybe this big? Like, they're small still.
Yeah.
And, like, those TVs, some of them are pretty fucking big.
A two-year-old stands, like, a foot. Okay, not a foot. That's really small. No, like, a foot and a half, or 2 foot, something like that, right?
Nolly Zendead says, was Tank Girl playing on the TV when it fell?
It could have been!
It very well could have been.
Could have been when she got all high
and the TV,
on the laughing
the TV
gas,
was
and she
like,
laughed so hard and it fell and killed the child, because that's what she initially wanted!
No, the TV was like, God, this is such a horrible movie, I'm gonna kill myself and your child. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Yeah, is this the Tank Girl hotline?
It is now. The fuck do you want?
Hey, S.A., I appreciate the book, man, that came in the mail today. It's Doug from Ohio.
Hell yeah, did you appreciate how I jerked off all over half of the pages, and on the other half of the pages, I just covered them in Jam Hole stickers?
It was absolutely awesome, man.
Hell yeah.
The only problem is this book is not really going to help me because it's a paperback. I can't really knock the bitch out with this book.
Oh, fuck. I have some encyclopedia. I have the book from the Encyclopedia Britannica 1969. I will send that to you. It weighs a good 5 pounds.
Perfect. That'll do the job.
I also have the unabridged Edgar Allan Poe. It's paperback, but it's about yay big. It also may do the job.
Oh, my God, dude.
And
just give him the bookshelf. Fuck it.
And
okay?
It helps me reach the top shelf on my tippy toes.
Cool. You short shit.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad you got it. Thanks for telling us all your sad sob story.
Oh, hey, no problem. Anything for a laugh, right?
Oh, that's right. Just keep telling yourself that, right?
Okay, I really appreciate it. And hey, Danny, thanks for the dragon porn. That was awesome.
No problem.
Hell
I
yeah.
Do that.
Okay, have a great show, guys. We'll see you in the chat.
All
thanks.
Right, holla back, Doug. Doug, everybody.
Doug.
And fuck you, Doug.
Fuck you,
How would you rate
Doug.
The last call's quality? I'm going to say it wasn't good, but it was better than average.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and give it a good.
A good.
That was a good call. I've had better. Definitely had worse. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, the back to the story here. The neighbors described.
Oh wait, stop.
Oh please.
Zofu says my dick itches.
Oh okay.
I just had to.
Do you want to scratch it? I mean, we'll wait.
Yeah, you got to get that.
I mean, go ahead and get it.
Cause
actually, my dick kind of itches too now.
All right, mine too.
All right.
All right.
Does someone
itchy dick break?
Can someone get the cat's dick?
She got it last time. She can reach hers.
That's true. No
we're
fair.
We're unfortunate like that. Look, she's going. Oh, that's the foot. Damn
so neighbors described how the father was sobbing as he lay his son on the grass outside his home and called for help. But in my mind, it goes something like this: the neighbors described how the father was sobbing as he lay his 56-inch plasma TV on the grass outside the home and called the Geek Squad for help. They arrived at the scene. But the television was already dead. We've seen this too many times. You are not... When you put... The TV is your most important thing in life. When you anchor that motherfucker to the wall, don't
Make
skimp
sure
out.
Make sure you get a stud.
This isn't something you can thumbtack to the wall like other things. This isn't something you can use a little picture hanging nails. You have to bolt that motherfucker down. Or you'll end up with this guy and out a fucking $3,000 TV.
He did it on purpose.
That's the crying shame of this whole thing.
Or the wife did it on purpose.
She's like, I swear.
I'm sick of him sitting there watching that goddamn TV all day, and I'm sick of this fucking baby screaming, where's my goddamn Philip screwdriver? And
that's
that was the
awesome.
End of it, dude.
That's so awesome. Do you think when 3D TVs really come out and come out good, will they remake Tank Girl in 3D?
Naliza Dead says, crying over his shattered Tank Girl DVD, he will never get that $9.99 back.
GBH City Baby says, wow, Keith kicked me out of the chat. I was messing with him a bit. Oh, well. He doesn't get jokes sometimes.
Nah, not so much.
You have to be really blatant. And also, something I've noticed, likes to hold a grudge.
Does.
Not a very happy
does.
Man.
They go in there and mention the Jam Hole.
Yeah.
And how much better we are than them. And
yeah,
see what happens.
Right. That's not bad, though. He's listening to Hole right now, and we're doing a show. So, whatever.
Fuck Hole.
And honestly, I'm like 8 episodes behind on Keith and the Girl.
Yeah.
I usually listen to it every day, but I've gotten so many other things to listen to now, like podcasts that make me smart. So
right.
And if I have time left after listening, like Astronomy Cast and Science Talk, the Security Now, Twig and Twit, if I have time after that, it's all DV and yeah, dude. I don't have time for KTG anymore.
Oh, wow.
I feel kind of bad saying that.
No, you shouldn't.
No, I do, though.
Why?
Because I used to enjoy the show.
They don't have time for you. They don't have time for us.
They don't have time for the other, like, a ton of people. It's not just me. But
I bet you they don't listen to podcasts at all.
Yeah, no, I doubt it. Which you would think for a guy that never leaves his house, he
right?
might, you know,
he's
have
fucking
something to do.
Yeah, he drinks a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure he finds something to amuse his time with, like playing hole over live video.
Zofu says, from Don and Drew to Pod Show to Nick Star, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure he's disappointed you didn't retaliate more. Retaliating. All right. Well, that
anyway.
Was fun. I did send him one book back.
Boo, Keith Malley. Boo you.
Shame on you.
I boo you, sir.
Shame on you. I did send him back the copy of the book I bought with poop smeared on the front page.
You did not.
Did I?
It's still in my bag.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go look.
Now I'm curious.
Yeah, so that sucks, man. This guy totally lost his brand new TV. But, you know, if there's a lesson to be learned from this, bolt that shit in with some fucking anchors, okay? Into the studs, not the particle board your wall is made out of. So,
right.
Moving on. This is pretty awesome. A Santa Ana man from Newport Beach here attempting to steal a pornographic magazine shoved the liquor. He's at a liquor store. He shoved the owner so fiercely that the man flew through the air and landed on the back of his head.
Ow.
Now, you're going to know how. This is a big white dude. Like, this dude looks like a frat football player guy, right?
Okay.
The liquor store's owner?
Uh-huh.
Hao Hoing?
Uh-huh.
Little Asian dude? That makes sense now, because at first I was like, how the fuck did he push him so hard that he flipped over? This little Chinese dude.
Duh.
It was a matter of the wind moving in the right direction, and then this guy just gave him a little push, and they just...
Kamehameha! Yeah.
And he just blasted him.
Yeah,
you know. Hao Huing, who owned Sportsman Liquor in Newport Beach for 15 years, died the day after the vicious attack from a fractured skull and massive bleeding in the brain. Wow.
Oh, dude.
This dude just wanted some porn, and this guy just fucking, he's like, he was just trying
Burger
to steal
just
some.
Gave me porn.
He was just trying to steal some porn, dude. Does this guy know that you can go to the internet and get porn? Do people buy porn anymore?
I don't. Why?
Have
you
ever bought porn?
Yeah.
Really?
A long time ago.
Like a magazine or what was it?
DVDs at XTC.
Charlie Cloud says the Chinese dude should have backflipped and landed like a cat. I know. He wasn't a real Chinese dude. Maybe it was an imposter. All Chinese guys, they're like cats. You drop them anyway, they land on their feet, and then they throw ninja stars at you while they're landing. Ask a ninja, he'll tell you. This guy could have just... All right,
did
this,
you just do that?
Yeah, I did, kind of. That's another podcast I like. But this guy, like, could have...
I am ninja, he is ninja.
That's such a great
ninja,
show. He needs to make more episodes. I know he's rich and famous now, but come on, dude. Make some more shit.
Yeah,
but
no kidding.
This guy could have easily avoided this whole thing by just going on the internet. The circumstances make defendant Weston Scott Krueger, 31, guilty of special circumstances, murder in the commission of a robbery, Murphy said in his opening statement. You're going to jail for trying to rob a liquor store. For money? Nay. For porn. I couldn't even... I don't think, honestly, after being on the internet so long and... To the question, I've never bought porn ever in my life. Never once. Magazines, video, nothing. Always had the internet. But this, I don't know, that you're going to jail because of this. You killed a guy over porn. That's...
Yeah, it's pretty gay.
Well, was it gay porn? I don't think it was gay porn, but...
Well, the whole concept is gay.
If convicted, he could be sentenced... to life in state prison without the possibility of parole.
Well, have fun getting porn in prison.
Like, what are you in for? I killed a man over porn.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna say that.
He's a big dude, though. I don't know, man. Maybe he's been in and out of jail, perhaps. So, yeah. Pretty awesome. Both attorneys agreed that Kruger tried to shoplift a porno mag from Sportsman Liquor in Newport Beach by hiding it under his shirt when he walked up to the cash register to buy a pack of smokes. You know, you gotta jerk off and then have a smoke.
I suppose.
What's more expensive, porn or cigarettes? This is California. Because cigarettes are pretty pricey, but porn is pretty pricey too. The magazines, cigarettes, I think, are pretty expensive.
But like $6? $7?
So wouldn't you steal the cigarettes and not the porn?
Steal them both.
Yeah. I mean, you killed the guy. I guess you could take whatever now.
No kidding.
Oh, and I take that back. I did buy porn magazines once a long time ago when... Do you remember the stories we were telling about doing acid and shit like that?
Okay.
In order to get the acid up here from California, it had to be mailed.
Uh-huh.
And the guy we were getting it from, allegedly, would mail it in between of just nasty porno. He would find, like, the sickest porn he could find. We'd get, like, a 10-pack, so there'd be 10 sheets in the porno. And then to send them money... We would find the nastiest porno we could find.
It was like a game.
It was a game. And it kept escalating. And pretty soon we're sending like bestiality porn that we had to like special order from fucking China and shit.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It got to a point where I was like, just give me the sheets. I don't even want to open this. It's so gross. Look at that. Fucking like the big fat fuckers. What are the fat ones called? The plumpies or whatever? The
fat,
gainers.
Fat
gainer porn. That was the one. I can't deal with that.
Gainer porn?
When you can't differentiate your boobs from your stomach, from your knees, from your pussy, like, nah. Nah.
There's always someone into something, so...
I guess, right? I mean, they wouldn't have it if it wasn't.
So, I mean, I've seen... amputees put their nubs in places they shouldn't go.
Yeah?
And
that's kind of fun, though. That's called nubbin.
Yeah, but like your leg, your calf nub going into an asshole.
It's like a big dildo
at
that point.
A swing holding his knees.
When you lose your hands, you have big dildos.
He lost his foot.
Oh, well, that's a dildo as well. If you lose hands or feet, you have dildos for limbs. Because that's what they are. They're tapered. They're butt plugs, in essence.
I knew a guy with no hand, and he was very creepy, and his name was O.
Were they butt plugs?
He had one that was gone.
They're popular at orgies, though, because they're just, like, doing this, and if they don't have feet either, they're, like, doing this, and they got chicks, like, just coming up. He just, like, stands there, and they're, like, sliding on
that's
and shit.
That's creepy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty
creepy. It's really creepy when they make their own lube. Think about what that could be. It's pus.
Ew, that wasn't going to say it, dude.
Pus is what that would be. Thank you. Pus is what we're looking for.
Amham says, I just jacked it to Tank Girl. Fact.
Nice. Nice.
She is pretty hot.
She used to be.
In that movie, she's pretty hot.
What's Lori Petty doing these days? Probably a whole lot of nothing, huh?
Probably.
Do you think she still has any money left?
Probably not.
Probably not. Do you think she calls up Ice-T and is like, yo, Ice, dog, what's happening?
Probably not.
You need money again, Lori? Motherfucker, I told you get me a spot on that SVU show you's on. Damn it.
Oh, man.
When are you going to make another rap album, Ice-T? I used to like that when I was younger. Moving on.
Anyway.
Ireland. Not having a good time here. They're,
Ireland!
Ireland, are you, mate?
Ireland!
Their head shops are under attack. Bombings of head shops which sell legal drugs have sparked debate about Irish drug policy. So you have...
Don't take my weed! Or some shit. I'm not good with the Irish.
Guitar hero Dave... Shaquandra! The lucky Irish! Bigori. Guitar hero Dave says Lori is doing Tank Girl porn. Thank you.
That would be awesome, and I need to see that.
So, this is kind of fucked up. This is kind of what might be to come, depending on how this legalization goes, but Dublin, Ireland, started with an explosion that destroyed the Nirvana shop in Dublin's Capel Street on February 12th. 5 days later, a Molotov cocktail, wow, they don't fuck around there, that's some GTA shit, We're like, hey, what are the weapons around Grand Theft Auto? There's a Molotov cocktail. Yeah, let's do that
one. Let's do that one.
Let's do that. And grab some baseball bats. So 5 days later, a Molotov cocktail was thrown into the Happy Hippie store in North Frederick Street. Since then, several retail outlets with similar exotic names have been attacked with incendiary devices in different parts of Ireland, the latest being the Magic Bus Stop in Dundalk. They are so-called head shops, which specialize in the sale of legal drugs and associated paraphernalia. There are 70 such stores in the Republic of Ireland, and clearly, some organization or group of citizens wants them out of business. Now, why are you selling legal drugs in the head shop? Like, I mean, I understand it's a different country, different rules and stuff, but it's I don't get why that's such a problem. Why are you blowing them up?
Same reason why people are killing people here for selling legal drugs.
It's the Irish whiskey, right? Doing it. They're like, quit smoking weed, drink more whiskey.
I don't know. It's like, all these caregivers around town here are getting ransacked and
They're not getting blown up for the sake of being blown up. They're getting their shit broken into and their drugs stolen.
Well, not just stolen, but hacked down and totally fucked. The people around here don't want it here, but it is legal.
Right.
I'm sure it's the same thing over
but
there.
But it's not getting to this point yet. But then again, we're not a bunch of drunk Irish either. So, I mean, things escalate a lot quicker when there's drunk Irish people involved.
Every time I think of the Irish, I think of that Simpsons episode, too. They're all like, oh, Liquid Bailey just made his basement. Oh, it's hops and barley. Ah, they're all fucking retarded drunk.
Just destroys the utopia.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. I want to go to Ireland. Let's go to Ireland.
That would be an awesome place to go.
Kiss the Blarney Stone?
I don't know about that, but
that thing's hanging off a fucking cliff. You gotta, like,
I would push it over the cliff. I'm not gonna kiss it.
A friend of mine has pictures of him kissing the Blarney Stone, and you have to be held by a friend and lean over this fucking cliff, and you pretty much, like, die if you, like, let go.
And Doug says, that was Family Guy, Danny.
No, it wasn't. It was The Simpsons. I fucking know it.
It wasn't The Simpsons.
Was it?
No.
Damn.
Because I don't watch The Simpsons, and I saw that. The head shop's products have become something of a craze among Ireland's middle-class youth. This makes them lucrative business ventures in recession-hit Ireland. In a two-hour period on a recent Friday night, a television crew recorded 400 young customers lining up at a head shop to pay an average of 40 euros for drugs with names like Snowblow and Wildcat. Now, what would you think Snowblow is a
cocaine
analog of? Yes. Snowblow, these substances often contain mephedrone, a chemical in white powder form that mimics cocaine and is completely legal in Ireland.
What is it?
If we have any Irish listeners, I'm interested. I've never heard of mephedrone.
Send me that.
Mephedrone, mephedrone. Send us some. It was,
I want to try that, and I'll put it to the test.
It's like $53 for, yeah, it doesn't say how much, Berger said.
She's totally.
So, the head of the Irish Police National Drug Squad said the force monitors the head shops and so far has found only 4 selling illegal drugs. They're like, we have the snowblow for an extra $10. We have the real blow.
Right, right.
And for an extra 20, you can get blown while doing the real blow, pretending to buy the snowblow.
Yay!
That would be awesome.
I want some of that.
Do they have any, like, legal alternatives for prostitutes? I wonder.
I don't know, dude.
I guess any chick there, right? If she's Irish and drunk, it's pretty much same thing, right? We have any Irish listeners?
I don't know. I'm part Irish.
Doug says Tank Girl uses snowblow. Berger says fake coke, more like speed but shorter lasting. More like it's like fake cocaine but without all the binders and cut that people are putting into the cocaine.
I'm part Irish. Yay.
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 It's probably a lot cleaner, huh? The police don't know who's behind the attacks of the head shops. The chief suspects local drug dealers who are losing businesses who are losing business, or vigilante groups worried about the effect of the shops on their neighborhoods. As the public becomes increasingly concerned about the legal drug trend, the Irish government is rushing to prepare a bill to criminalize the sale of legal highs. Guess which legal high won't be in that bill? Irish whiskey.
Aww.
I guarantee it. It's, they're like, oh, we need something. I mean, come on.
Of course.
You guys want the fake Coke or the real whiskey? Well, I'm going to probably go with the real whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm more addicted to that than I am the fake snowblow. That's horrible, man.
Yeah, it is.
So, good luck, Ireland, I guess.
Let's go there.
I would like to go there. It looks like a pretty place. We can do a live show there.
So, in Ireland, doing some snowblow.
We have some interesting legislation popping up here in Oklahoma about abortion. Maybe following in Salt Lake City's footsteps down there in Utah, perhaps?
Wait, what about abortion?
Well, the Oklahoma legislature voted Tuesday to override the governor's vetoes of two abortion measures, one which requires women to undergo an ultrasound and listen to a detailed description of the fetus before getting an abortion. They make you do that everywhere?
No.
Only in state. So it's a thing to make you want to reconsider.
Right.
Like,
oh my God, it's real.
It really is a baby. Oh. Looks like an alien.
Yeah, please. You were impregnated. It's a fucking parasite.
You have a parasite. I see the problem right here. You have a parasite connected to your uterus.
Can I please be the person giving the description of the fetus?
You have a parasite here feeding off of what was once a baby fetus.
Right.
Now there's a parasite eating it.
Right.
And that's how aliens do.
You're going to give birth to an alien.
That's how aliens do. Though other states have passed similar measures requiring women to have ultrasounds, Oklahoma's law goes further, mandating that a doctor or technician set up the monitor so the woman can see it and describe the heart, limbs, and organs of the fetus. No exceptions are made for rape and incest victims.
Wow.
You want to see that?
No.
Like, oh, look, it has the father's eyes. Yeah, I was raped. Oh, look, it has his penis, too. Get it out of me!
I know, right?
Like, really? You should maybe make an exception for rape and incest victims. And maybe anybody else that wants an abortion. You should probably just go ahead and let them do that. Because we're way too overcrowded right now. So, if you could not try to sway them to not get the abortion, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Me and the planet that we're currently letting a ton of oil flow into, 42,000 gallons a day, we thank you. A second measure passed into law on Tuesday prevents women who have had a disabled baby from suing a doctor for withholding information about birth defects while the child was in the womb.
Whoa, so they can withhold shit from you?
They can now, it looks like. Or maybe, no, this is kind of sounding like they always could, but you could sue the doctor for not telling you. Now, this is a little added protection for the doctor. So let's say, for example, you have a religious doctor. He is not going to, you know, let you do abortions. If you go in there and you're like, you know, is the baby healthy? Because if not, I'm going to get rid of it. And he's like, oh, yeah, looks good. Kind of swaps in an ultrasound of, like, the previous person with a healthy baby and
it's
shit.
Fucked up.
Well, you're all good. And it comes out, like, backwards and inside out and shit. I'm going to sue you. Actually, no, you're not.
Well, guess what? At least there's adoption.
But guess what?
Get rid of it.
Yeah. Do people give up for adoption? Like, would you adopt a retarded baby?
People do it. I don't know.
Like, if you're maybe to get more money from the government, I could see, right? Because they're little paychecks.
Yeah.
But, like, seriously, when you go to the pound and you're looking at dogs, do you get the mutated, fucked-up dog? No, you get the nice...
I might
nice...
take a three-legged dog. It's kind of cool.
Well, that's different. I'm
not
saying,
the
like...
Not the one, like, eating its own asshole five hours out of the day.
The Down syndrome dog is probably not going to be the first one picked. Okay, that's
probably
all I'm
not.
Saying. But that's fucked up, dude.
Ooh, poop.
So, if they do this, I think they should also enact a law making doctors have to tell you, by the way... You should not have this baby because it's all
right.
Fucked up.
They totally should.
Especially if now they're... I mean, and I'm
Hey,
I'm
go
not,
back and try again.
Yeah, right? Maybe it'll come out right this time.
Yes.
I'm not all about, you know, people just suing the fuck out of people, just frivolous lawsuits everywhere, but maybe... I know if we were pregnant, if you were pregnant and I was helping you with that, and we went there and we got it checked out and the doctor said it was cool and it came out and it was not cool and he knew that, I would fucking kill that doctor.
Yeah.
I would
and
take his head and shove it up your vagina and be like, now can you see? Do you see it now? Do you see the fucking problem? I'd lop his head off and leave it in your vagina.
I have not taken care of this for the next 18 years. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Or the rest of your life.
We'll put your vagina lips on his temples and just let you crush his brain with your vagina. Better start doing your crunchies.
Dude, I just... Dude, if it came out fucked up like that...
Doug says, wow, Matt.
Well, dude, if I seriously,
Don't
like,
Don't fuck
wanted,
with me like that.
If I seriously, like, wanted a child and was one of those people... And was told it was good, and then it totally
exactly.
wasn't. And
exactly.
I didn't, because you wouldn't really find out until like a year or two in, right?
Well, depending
on
what
is,
the deformity
right.
was, or if it's a genetic thing versus, you know,
right.
something that happened as it was forming and it came out like that, like a spina bifida or something. That's something you
yeah.
realize right away.
Right.
Like, holy shit, I can see your baby's spine. Let's maybe fill that in with some silly putty. Oh, it's a black baby. Fuck. Go get me a newspaper. We'll just roll the silly putty around in the comic section. You know why?
Oh, I know. Because
it's colored. Because it's
anyway.
Colored. Come on.
But,
Come on. That's horrible.
But, dude, like, if it came out and it was fucked up, I would be so pissed off.
And
the first
you would
thing
sue.
I would either try to sue or I would fucking give that thing up for adoption ASAP. I'm not wasting. I would not. If I wanted a child... And being level-headed and stuff, I am not wasting my life on something that
a retarded
can't shit
baby.
Or piss by itself.
Right. I'll take care of it 21, maybe 23 years most. I'm not taking care of it till I'm dead.
Right.
Nah. Nah. Nah, 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 nah. Fucking no way, dude. But I would maybe bring it to the doctor and be like, here. I'm going to go ahead and let you have this now since you were the one that wanted it so bad.
Niner says, Danny, you are fucking ruthless. Damn straight.
But for real, dude, don't lie to me and tell me my baby's okay when my baby's not okay. I'll fucking shove it up your wife's twat. That's what I'll do. If you give birth to a baby, we'll find the doctor's wife. And if that baby's all fucked up, it's going back up in her twat to finish
like,
cooking.
Here you go. Why don't you fucking finish baking
you
this
finish
for me,
cooking
dude?
It because obviously it's halfway done.
This is not right. I don't think it was ever supposed to look like that.
Yeah. Opponents argue that the law will protect doctors who purposely mislead a woman to keep her from choosing an abortion. That's kind of what we just said. But the bill's sponsors maintain that it merely prevents lawsuits by people who wish, in hindsight, that the doctor had counseled them to abort a disabled child. And
yeah.
it, you don't even need the doctor to counsel you. I need the doctor to say, is it retarded? Yes or no. Is it having genetic problems? Yes or no. I don't need the doctor being all like, well, you do have some other options besides abortion.
No,
keep your
I
fucking,
don't. Thanks.
Keep your fucking opinions to yourself and your wife's vagina.
We shouldn't have Christian or religious doctors. We shouldn't.
Yeah, that might be a... Well, the doctors need to keep their beliefs to themselves, which
exactly.
they rarely do. I give you that. They rarely do.
Well, it needs to not affect their work. They should know. I mean, they're a fucking doctor, for
Christ's
sake.
But it's life. It has to. If they're any kind of religious person, it has to affect their work.
Then how did they start working in fucking getting their doctorate and shit? You know, knowledge is basically a sin in most religions.
Well, no, not in this sense.
Most of it.
No, those are only, and we only do those stories because they're fucking retardedly funny, but those are the real extreme cases of, like, the faith healers and stuff like that. You can have a Christian doctor that's a totally normal doctor, you know, and will give you medicine. He won't just pray for you, which is kind of a weird thing to think about, because, like, if you're Christian, you should believe that Jesus will heal everything. Why are you giving me medicine? But then
right.
they come back and they say, well, Jesus gave us this medicine to give to you. And that's why it works. So you can't really.
Jesus gave me the knowledge to like totally make this. And I'm going to put it here and then poof, baby's good. Yeah. So I don't know, dude. I don't fucking. They should fucking tell you if your baby's fucked up. And they should counsel you about all of your options. Abortion being the first option. Preferably, unless, I don't know, the person's really touchy or something.
Well, you know your patient.
You would think.
Well, when women get pregnant, don't they have, like, one doctor that is with them from the beginning all the way to giving birth? Or does it not work that way? I always assume you had one doctor
and
that was...
Yeah, it works that way, but not every chick is totally up on that stuff. They just kind of go through it, and they're like, oh, I'm pregnant.
Well, right. I mean, some chicks...
get an ultrasound. Cool. I'm having a baby. Great. And then they don't fucking go back in there until their water breaks. You know, I mean, some of them just don't fucking... Not all of them are like, woo! Oh, my God, I'm having a baby. I have to, like, update my Facebook status and my MySpace status and put pictures of it up everywhere, even though it's just a speck in my vagina.
Neener,
I got a Twitter about it.
Neener says some chicks don't realize they're pregnant till really late. Some chicks don't realize they're pregnant till they go and take a dump, and then they look up, and they're like, oh, wow, there's a baby in there, and then they flush it, and then it clogs
right.
the toilet, and then they call Manuel, who has to come up and plunge the toilet.
I am up on that shit. You have no idea. I'm on birth control, got one over it. If my period's a day late, I'm taking birth or fucking whatever you call them tests.
Shots of
pregnancy
bleach?
Pregnancy tests.
Oh, right.
And
those
punching
two.
My gut with the doorknob.
Right. But yeah, we've done stories about that where the chick was like, I had stomach pains. And the doctor was like, yeah, you're pregnant. You're about to give birth. So if we can go ahead and prep the labor room right this way. I'm pregnant. I've never had sex before. It's an immaculate conception. Praise the Lord. Like, no. Those babies should definitely be aborted like a boss. Thank you, M.M. So,
God.
The governor, Brad Henry, Democrat, vetoed both bills last week. The ultrasound law, he said, was flawed because it did not exempt rape and incest victims and would allow an unconstitutional intrusion into a woman's privacy. Agreed?
You think?
Yeah. Of the other measure, he said, quote, it is unconscionable to, sound it out, to grant a physician legal protection to mislead or misinform pregnant women in an effort to impose his or her personal beliefs on a patient. Wow. That, I'm like totally with that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. This guy is a fucking politician? Right on. The Republican majorities in both houses, however, saw things differently because they're all Bible-thumping retards. On Monday, the House voted overwhelmingly to override the vetoes, and the Senate followed suit on Tuesday morning, making the two measures law and order, SVU. Bum, 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 up, bam. I used to fall asleep to that as my
good?
Parents were watching it. It's in my head forever. quote, this is a good day for the cause of life, State Senator D-bag Glenn Coffey, the Republican, said. The voice of the people has spoken twice now, this session in the Senate and twice in the House, and I sincerely hope those who would reverse the people's voice would think twice before acting. That's so crazy, dude. If you live in Oklahoma, you should probably just move now.
Yeah.
Unless you're just a dude. But, well, no, because if you're a dude, if you're gay, then you could probably just live there and be cool. If you're a dude or a chick or a dude with a chick, like, don't go there. They're basically going to make abortion illegal. So.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
You know what happens when the government makes things illegal?
People do it anyway,
it opens
and they get
up
fucked up.
A black, an African-American market for those things.
Uh-huh.
You open up little micro-economies within your macro-economy. So now you have people going to doctors, paying health insurance, whatever. You also have another layer of go here, buy some weed, buy some oxys, get the abortion done. Hopefully I won't get an infection. And then I'm good. Here's cash, all cash under the table. Maybe you take EBT cards here. I got some food stamps coming next week. I'll just give you the baby as payment, and you can sell him. Also, we banned, the government banned slavery. Guess what opened up? A little human trafficking African-American market. It's Yay! So great. So, yeah, whenever you ban things, expect people to continue doing them
anyway. Yeah. Right.
And doing them. And now all that's going to do, people are going to drive to other states, or yep. it's going to be done real back alley style, and we're going to have a bunch of fucking hangers walking around. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Fucking Hanger? That was a disgustingly, sadly under-budgeted movie.
Guy was
that,
cool.
That movie needed like about $500,000 more dollars added to its budget, and then it would have been awesome.
He reminded me of the I Thor Glass all day
That's
long.
My job.
That's my job.
And now I know it by heart. Now I know it by heart. I should start using clips like that in my hip-hop beats. Like, just kind of put them in here and there.
Now I know it by heart. Oh, God.
Trying to memorize these songs all day, and now I know it by heart. I wonder if I could rap in that voice. That would be awesome. So, yeah, this is not a good day for people that might need abortions in the future. Two other anti-abortion bills are still working their way through the legislature and are expected to pass. One would force... Are you ready for these? This one would force women to fill out a lengthy questionnaire about their reasons for seeking an abortion.
Because I hate babies.
None of your business.
Right.
Like, really? Now, why are you having the abortion? Because I'm 6 fucking teen years old and I have no job. I'm in school now, which I will end up dropping out if I carry
herpes.
This to term. I have STDs. None of your
I'm
fucking
business.
I'm an
unfit fucking mother.
Take
How about
the baby
that?
Out or I will go punch myself in the stomach. And there. And then you'll have to treat me for a tummy ache. I have a tummy ache. The other, thank you. The other restricts insurance coverage for the procedures. Is abortion covered on insurance?
I don't know.
Should be.
It
Public health care? You need to add that into it if you're going to go ahead and do that thing.
Yeah, no shit.
Are they doing that? Is it done? Has it been done?
I don't know. I haven't got an abortion, so I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. That would be good, though.
Like a $200 deductible, and every time you get an abortion, your insurance rate goes up, like getting speeding tickets?
No, they should give you a little punch card, like your fifth one's free.
Oh, yeah, like a little drive-through coffee place.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. I know we might have mentioned this a long time ago, but is it just here, or do you guys, wherever you guys live, I would know if I had postcards at thejamhole.com/PO box, but where you guys live, do people set up horse trailers and then turn them into drive-through espresso barns or whatever? Or is that just here?
I think that's just here.
Because we have one on, like, every fucking block. And everybody in this valley, they're, like, Bible-thumping, caffeine-junkie fucking weirdos.
So Amham says, get one for shits and giggles, Danny.
What?
An abortion. So
you have to get pregnant first, and that's
and get
not
an abortion for no reason.
I'm pretty sure I smoke enough pot that I have no sperm motivated to get in any fucking egg.
Right. My shit's pretty tough as it is.
If your egg was in there and they got in there and they're like, oh man, I smell bacon and eggs, then maybe. But if your egg's not cooking bacon, forget it.
And you guys don't donate enough money for me to do that on purpose. Okay.
How much would it take? Just for my own morbid curiosity.
Well, it depends on how much the abortion is first. And then like $1,000 over that.
You do it for $1,000 and the abortion paid for.
I need $1,000 profit.
Really?
Just $1,000.
That's funny because it would take me at least $5,000 to get you pregnant. So.
All right. Well, give me $5,000.
I'd say the whole package. Neener says abortion is $450. Wondering how you know that off the top of the dome.
It usually is like four
yeah,
something around here.
Need about $350. $350.
$350.
Yeah, I'm going to need probably about $10,000 to knock her up, deal with her crying about fucking, oh, I don't want to lose the baby.
Nah, see, I wouldn't do that.
I kind of like it now.
Nah.
No, I think you would change your tune. I really do. Because
why?
Because once it's in you, you get this whole other set of hormones going. You know what that does? That's your maternal instinct. That's the one that makes you not eat your baby when you give birth to it. Because you think it's food. But then you're like, your maternal instinct's like, that's not food. Go eat her baby. This one is yours.
Maybe as soon as I find out I'm pregnant, I put my NuvaRing back in and get my real hormones going. And then I do eat it when it comes out. Like rats on cocaine.
That's
yeah, crack
awesome.
Babies.
Crack babies.
Love that fuck. Shit. No, I don't think I would. I don't think I'd have that.
All right. So to end this and sum it up, basically, taken together, these pieces of legislation would make Oklahoma one of the most prohibitive environments in the U.S. for women seeking to end a pregnancy. The most, even over Utah, Oklahoma now, if all these other ones pass, if the other two pass, or the other three, because the one pass, or the other two pass, right?
Okay.
So, pretty crazy. I would highly suggest moving if you live there. Last story for tonight, Indiana hit had a herda. Woman has been charged with having blank with a blank. What do you think?
Having sex
with a?
Some animal.
I'm going to give that to you with a horse.
Woo!
Show me horse. Ding, 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 ding. Fucking ding. 46-year-old. Dovey Lee Kerner had heard of Plumville was allegedly had sex with other animals, including but not limited to, are you ready, a dog and snort like a pig. That's the trifecta, I believe, of bestiality, the horse, dog, pig move.
Now, what kind of a dog was it?
Curious. I am curious. One of the officials
said... I vote
said,
greyhound. Those are tall.
Do you know why the investigation began?
Why?
It began
the
because...
The dog walks funny.
No, it was... maybe. It was reported by two officials from the Humane Society. This lady probably took one of those dog, pig, horse animals in, and they're like, what's the matter? And then the thing was just sad, and they did a rape kit on
it's
it. Like, and they're
oink.
Like,
and
you've
it's
been
like really,
raped.
It's like oink oink.
You oink oink.
Oink.
In the oink.
Its tail wasn't curly anymore.
She oinked me in the oink. This it gets even better. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, dude.
One of the officials said she received a phone call from a confidential informant who asked her if it was illegal to have sex with an animal. When told why yes it is, why do you ask, the informant said he had a video on his cell phone of Kerner having sex with a horse. On top of that, because of Kerner's alleged sexual activities with other men and animals, the informant, who had dated the woman and his Jack Russell Terrier, both contracted... STDs.
The dog?
Your dog. You and your dog have chlamydia because you both had sex with a chick who fucked a pig that had chlamydia. Thank you.
I didn't think you could give
an
STD.
Apparently you can. It's in the chat. Doug says AIDS. Charlie Clown says horse AIDS. And that makes Zofu... AIDS. Oh my goodness gracious, that is so awesome.
STDs. Did you know that the only
hold on, Niner says, is that a reliable source, Matt? Yes, I do believe Doug, Charlie Clown, and Zofu, and it is called AIDS.
Did you know that the only animal's blood that can withstand the AIDS virus is a gator? It will kill that shit. If you
really?
Inject AIDS into a gator, It's just like pwn.
What if
you
inject gator blood into a homosexual that has AIDS?
I think that
it will eat
good
the
chance.
Homosexual and the AIDS.
Right.
But
no,
not
it's,
in that
it's
order.
Seriously, because of, you know, it gets hurt and it has open wounds that like get infected in water and stuff, then stagnant ass pools of water that are susceptible to like a million different
so
diseases.
So evolution
and shit.
Has increased the gator's immune system.
Yeah, it's like super
fierce.
Blood, dude. It's
like
super
mine.
Immune system. No, way better than yours. It's like fucking super Matt. Like,
I'm AID resistant.
Shit. Good. Let me go get some AIDS.
I'm AID resistant up to 100 feet.
Let me go get some AIDS. No, gators are AID resistant up to like injected in their ass, okay?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, sharks are immune to cancer, says Cobra, you know, and dude, gators, dude, it's so
is
fucking
is that
cool.
A reliable source?
But you know how big a gator's brain is? It's like a size
of a peanut. Do you know how big my balls are right now?
Your balls are bigger than a gator's brain. Bigger
yes.
than a 12-foot gator's brain.
Yes. That's how big
that's
my
cool.
balls are.
That's cool.
Not how small his brain is. He has a huge brain. I just happen
I
to have even bigger balls.
I just wanted to share that piece of awesome information
like
I have.
We're getting all sorts of fucking weird animal fucking things now.
Bats have the highest rate of homosexuality.
That's awesome. So, this lady is charged with being a dirty fucking whore. Two counts each of obscene and other sexual materials and or performances and or also disorderly conduct and one count of sexual intercourse with chlamydia.
Amham says elephants can't jump. I just wanted to share that.
Giraffes can't cough. And
elephants can't thrust either. Their penis moves in and out for them.
That is awesome.
It just does that.
How do you do that?
It just does that.
Is there a way to, like, genetically go inside of my dick and make it do that? Like, just give it the elephant jackhammer gene?
It just, dude, watch an elephant fuck. Its dick just goes.
Oh, that would rule. Just like.
And it's just chilling. Like, yeah, dick, do that.
Does
for
it even
me.
Know?
I don't know. It gets up there.
Huh.
Huh.
I wouldn't want that thing anywhere near my up there.
It's like, it's like you. The size of you.
Charlie Clown says, I have orgasms in 30 seconds. What's your best time?
I feel high
hey.
After I come.
Excuse me.
What?
What's your best time?
I don't know. Less than a minute.
Let's pretend this is that new racing game on my Android phone. What's your best time?
I don't know.
Time trials. All right, ready?
Ready.
Go.
Ah, no.
Shit. I wish.
Anyway,
yeah, that's pretty awesome. That was it.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that that's awesome because you know what that means now in this day and age. Not only do we have to worry about getting STDs from our partners, but also
from
our partners' pets. You gave my dog herpes. I mean, you gave me herpes too, but you gave my Jack Terrier. Why are you fucking a Jack Russell Terrier? You know what? I knew
Why
it.
Did I let you fuck my dog?
No, I knew those little fucking dogs are little bestiality hounds because every fucking person I see that has one of those dogs is like so upper class and smug and I know they have sex with them. I just know. It's the twinkle in their eye when they're bending down and picking up their dog's shit on the sidewalk. They have sex with their dogs. Every single Jack Russell Terrier has had sex with a person, probably its owner, probably.
That's pretty gross.
Every night.
What about those show dogs? You
yes.
think the owners
all
totally
of them.
Get
all
on
of
it?
Them.
Because they're so into their dogs. They're like,
all
he's
of them.
So beautiful. It's like, oh, we got to get him pampered. His nails painted and blah, blah, blah.
Cobra says, my uncle and his girlfriend have a boy and a girl, Jack Terrier.
Ew.
Dude, are they the kind of people that would have sex with a dog? I bet they are. I bet they have.
Anyway, I'm done with the bestiality bit.
I'm not. The government should supply, Zofu says, people with mandatory sex toys so they don't have sex with dogs. It's a good idea, huh? Well,
anyway.
Red Rocket indeed.
Red Rocket indeed. Red
oh,
Rocket,
guess
Rabbit,
what?
What?
Guess what I got?
What? AIDS. Herpes.
Gerard, a boner.
Oh, but you were you had a raging clue.
A raging clue. Gerard sent me more clips of 8 Mile Effect style hip hop.
Oh, cool.
From his school.
Is it good?
I don't know. I haven't heard them yet, but I would imagine they are.
We'll have to hear that.
Oh, we will. Over and over. And MDS mentioned, I apologize for this, but those of you that downloaded the episode after I posted the show notes got not the right thing. For some reason, WordPress likes to, whenever I post an MP3, it likes to just throw it in the feed automatically. Here's your enclosures on the feed. Like, no, I didn't put that in the feed.
It's like, damn fucker, it, I just wanted a link to thing. It.
Yeah. So I had to, like, delete all that shit and go through. And there was, like, 3 episodes. It was the Jan Plumer episode 201. That was the episode we did at 26Z's place. And they had a song for us.
Right, right.
And that fucked up that episode. And then Rape Axe, when I put up the Dumb Dog Diss song. And then that last episode. So
Amham says, I once fucked an ant. True story.
I believe it. That dude's dick is huge.
An ant?
I believe it. Ants are huge. Wait, what do you think an ant is?
Like an ant with 6 legs.
Oh, guys, she thinks it...
Well, he says, I know it doesn't say much about me, so I'm assuming it's an ant.
How quaint.
That lives in an ant hill.
Probably.
Yes.
Maybe he fucked the whole ant hill.
Maybe he fucked a bull ant.
All right, I'm done with this bestiality thing now. Thank you for that. Enjoyed it immensely. So,
we'll be back Friday.
You got anything else before we get out of here? Do it right, damn it.
Could you?
Some more Z trip?
Oh, my God.
All right, well, thank you, guys. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. Is where all our shit's at, /donate/Twitter/Facebook, all that fucking shit.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.